reply as much as possible. I come from the National Health Commission. Madam Bedema, you asked on breast cancer, women's health care, as well as the three-child policy in China. Older women and with disabilities and rural women, they enjoy equally public health care as well as the primary health care. For example, screening for cervical and breast cancer in 2009 has been included in the national program for major diseases. This morning, Madam Huang, in her introductory statement, provided the coverage of this screening. By 2021, 2,600 districts conducted breast cancer screening and coverage of over 90%. And starting from 2009, for older women age above 65, a free checkup is offered every year, including health checkup, health counseling, and advisory opinions. And at the grassroots level, we put focus on rural areas to promote equalization of health services so that rural women can also enjoy these services on an equal footing. On the three-child policy in 2021, China adopted a policy to optimize our development and adopted the three-child policies and as well as relevant services with the three main features. One, this policy is not only to to go from two children to three children, but is accompanied by a series of services from marriage, child rearing, education. An integrated approach is adopted to lessen the burden of childbearing and child rearing for women. And second point is the relevance of this policy. The restraining or restriction measures have been lifted, in particular fines or other restrictions on employment or other fields. And at the same time, in order to lessen the burden of women in child rearing, we advocate co-parenting. In the new women's law, Article 68 provides that the couple should raise children together and apply the gender parity principle and reduce the burden. From Article 34 and 51 stipulate that infrastructure should focus also on women's needs as so that women can have a balanced work and family life. At the same time, we promote that men shoulder more household chores. For example, in the family planning regulation, the maternity leave or parental leave, paternity leave, have also been prolonged and with welfare measures so that men and women can more equally shoulder these responsibilities to protect women.